Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Appreciate you wondering about it, thinking about us, but you're not going to be invited because we're doing this small thing.
How about, how about sending the announcement with the photo and say, we're so excited to tell all our friends we got married and without you, you know? You know, but I just don't get that idea that, I mean, hey, guess what? I'm going to dinner tonight and you're not invited.
That's different.
No, it's not.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. In for Vince Petrano, here's Eric Bilstad.
Eric in for Vince. Amy Taylor is here as well. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
It's time to say good morning again after we say it like 800 times to each other starting at 4 o'clock.
Right. It's so good to see you.
Yeah, good
glad to
see
to have you here. Debbie Lasko's on the roads, which have been kind of a mess today, and Greg Pancake Hill's been taking care of everything else, which we always appreciate. Several stories nationally and internationally that we're kind of keeping our eye on. One of them, you know that Vice President Harris is going to name a running mate, likely. It's going to happen by tomorrow, so it could even happen later today. She's going to campaign with said running mate tomorrow. We have that story. We have the Hurricane Debbie, which became a hurricane overnight, hitting the bend of Florida right now as we speak, and that's between Gainesville, just north of Gainesville in that region there, and Tallahassee. And that could bring more rain. It's more of a rain problem, significant rainfall, than it is a wind issue.
Yeah, we're seeing more parts of Florida being impacted by bad weather. Not the typical places. It's further north and central, like you're saying.
So we have that issue. And then we have the international markets taking a major hit overnight.
Overnight, Japan's Nikkei plunged 12%, its worst day since the 1987 Black Monday crash. Here, investors are responding to that Friday jobs market report, showing that employers added just 114,000 jobs in July, and that was well below the 185,000 forecast.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis there. So that caused issues in the U.S. markets on Friday. The futures don't look good at the moment before the bell rings here in 15 minutes.
Yeah, the stock market took a plunge on Friday, about 500 points, and some sense that there might be some softening in the market, but also some good indication that the interest rates are going to come down in the fall. So that's also a happy point. But this is definitely going to complicate Kamala Harris's pitch for her new
as the nominee
for the Democratic
Party. Definitely becomes part of the campaign, right? On both sides, they'll be using this to campaign off of. The one thing I know, so I was off last week. We were traveling, doing the college road trips and all that good
stuff.
That's
always a good time.
Oh, my gosh.
You're so it's so exciting, and then you want to cry.
Yes.
Back to the campaign.
By the way, the money. I'm like, oh.
Right, the money.
But, like, there was people everywhere. I guess the good news is that we were in St. Louis for a bit. We were in Indianapolis for a while. We were up in Michigan, and everywhere we were at, people were everywhere. There were people traveling and doing things. So that's a good thing. I mean,
that's
people are spending their money.
And we still have an enormous amount of Americans who've gone back to work since May. So the jobs reports are still pretty positive. But this is just a little bit of a disappointing tech earnings that were impacting it as well. But I think, you know, we can't come to the huge conclusions too fast.
Hopefully you're right.
Yeah. But now, it reacts in the moment, and it's reacting very powerfully.
Correct. So we'll find out at 8:30 how that looks here in the U.S. as we start the new week. Speaking of money, this story fascinating to me because I actually kind of get it. You not so much. So there is a forum on Reddit, which is a social media site that a lot of people use, or at least I don't know if it's considered social media, but I guess that's what it is, where they basically wedding shame people. They complain about different brides or grooms or guests or what have you. And there is this new one.
Is this, by the way, what you're doing? You're reading wedding shaming? Like, so you're like, oh, I just love this wedding shaming.
So that's my entertainment. So, but People Magazine even picked this up too from Reddit. So this one getting all kinds of attention. A couple sent out a disinvited list to people. They don't have enough money for a huge extravagant wedding. They're going to a smaller place, smaller venue, less people, like 5 hours from where they live. So they sent out an invite that said, hey, You know, Jane and Joe, I know you might be wondering, you're not invited. We have a small group coming to this wedding.
Jane
we just
Joe.
Don't have enough money, Jane and Joe. So
you're on the B list.
So you can't come to the
you're
wedding.
You're D-listers, yeah. Jane and Joe.
You're not invited.
You're disinvited. You lost me a disinvite.
You are so what? Offended by
I
this.
I find it so offensive. It's outrageous. You're disinviting me? What? Thanks for the mail.
But you were never
what?
Invited.
Right. Thanks for reminding me of that, too. You're never invited, right? Like, what?
So if you had a cousin that you hardly saw, and you're like, well, are we going to get invited to Jane and Joe's wedding or not? I don't even know if we're
going to
be invited.
This has been going on for millennia. And the answer would be, no, you're not getting invited. So, you know, buck up, buddy.
I
like what?
I would appreciate the heads
you
up.
You would? I mean, we're all so tender with each other now. I mean, this is really, like, really? Oh, thank you. So, thank you for the disinvite.
Otherwise, I'm busy.
I feel so much better now.
My wife and I are trying to figure out hotels. We're trying to do all that stuff. Are my kids coming? We'd have to figure out all this. If I got an invite saying, hey, by the way, appreciate you wondering about it, thinking about us, but you're not going to be invited because we're doing this small thing.
How about, how about sending the announcement with the photo and say, we're so excited to tell all our friends we got married and without you, you know? You know, but I just don't get that idea that, I mean, hey, guess what? I'm going to dinner tonight and you're not invited.
That's different.
No, it's not. It's not different.
I'm so texting you the next time
right?
I go out to eat
guess
so
what?
I can let you know.
Guess what? Hey, Vinny and I are getting together and you're not invited.
Mr. Beast was awesome, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. We love that. Hey, that's not happening.
Well, okay, let me ask you this then, because another trend, for lack of a better term, that some bride and grooms have done is because they can't afford everything because everything's expensive or you just don't have as much money to have the wedding you want. Some brides and grooms will invite you, but then also say, hey, gonna need you to help with the reception. Meaning like you're helping bus a table or you're helping set up the, you know, the ceremony where you're putting up the flowers at each table.
Is this real? Is this really happening? Help with the reception?
What? Why is that so hard to believe?
People... How about whatever happened to hosting a party, inviting people over and giving them a nice time? Have we lost
pretentious
our
over
way?
Here.
No, what? No.
I need you to dote on me the entire time.
I don't need to be doted on, but I do need to be like, I don't know, open the door. Hi, let me take your coat. Have a seat. What can I get you to drink?
But I also think this has gone on.
And by the way, can you bust and clean my house and vacuum?
But this has gone on since the millennia also. There's always been, at our wedding, I know my wife's aunts helped set up the reception area.
Well, that's a different thing. What I'm saying is, do you say that? Or no, you're not saying this in a position statement and sending it out as a PR release or on your card. That's my point. This is a conversation you're having with your family and saying, hey, this is how we're going to do this. It's going to be simple and we're gonna do it together, right? But okay. Like you're not like giving a formal announcement.
So if we were having lunch and I said, hey, can I help you with this? Or can you help me? That's more acceptable. If I asked you for help.
Oh, totally. I just hosted a lunch and I said, listen, I'm dying here. Like this is high expectations. These friends are expecting, you know, something serious. And so she's like, I'll totally help you, my friend. She's like, yeah, I'll bring some stuff over ahead of time. Yeah, that's awesome.
You could have just sent her an invitation saying, hey, do you mind helping also? In the invitation, and that would have been...
No! have a private conversation.
So I think that's fair. I think if you have a private conversation,
that's
acceptable.
A private conversation.
But what about this idea of trying to save money? The one thing that I wish we would have done differently, we got married 25 years ago, I would have loved to have not spent... It wasn't 25, but it's been a lot. 20 years ago.
Right.
I would have loved to have not spent as much money as we did. We
right.
didn't need
and you
to
look,
spend
And you
that
look
much.
Back on it as like kind of wasteful because it's about the marriage and not about the one day.
Yeah, so...
Like, hey, how about this? Give me a house payment, a down payment
yes.
on my house.
So how about if I send an invitation to you saying, hey, you're not invited, but I would love a little bit of money.
I mean, I've seen...
How about a gift anyway?
Right. I've seen monetary gifts are appreciated. I've seen that. I okay. think it's like still again out on the like being too bold and asking for stuff.
8:22 on Wisconsin's Morning News. She's Amy Taylor. I'm Eric Bilstead. What does Debbie think? Debbie Lasga, you got... How are the roads, first of all? The road's okay?
The road's a little bit slow. Northbound 43 backing up from North Avenue up past Keefe. On the southbound side, we've got some backups from Hampton Avenue down past Keefe as well. East and westbound 94 just tightening up through the stadium interchange in either direction. I'm Debbie Lozaga with your WTMJ Johnson & Sons Paving Time Saver Traffic.
Hold on, Debbie. I know you're busy, but what do you think? Would you accept an invitation that said, hey, Debbie, we love you. Just an FYI, though, small wedding, we can't invite you.
I just don't think they need to. I mean, it seems like an expenditure of money to send that out. All you have to do is just not send me an invitation.
See,
and
the
I
whole newsroom agrees.
See, that's Adam because he's going through this right now with the with his wedding and stuff like that.
I mean, just like the postage alone on that and the printing of the cards.
Just don't invite me. That's all. I mean,
but wouldn't you
be
offended? Wouldn't you want to know whether or not you're invited?
Well, you know how I know how I'm not invited? I don't get an invitation. That's how I know.
Okay.
Am I clear on this?
Fair enough. All right, 823. Wisconsin's Morning News, Eric Bilstead. Vince Vetrano is out. Amy Taylor, too.
Is anybody else on a college visit trip?
I know Vince has done some. I don't know if he's doing that this week, but oh my gosh, just it's dominates my life now.
It totally dominates the life, and it's not in a good way, I would say. You try to keep it like fun and exciting, but there is a part that's just grinding.
I was doing one kid. You were doing three. So.
Three kids at once. And like, where are they going? Are they all going together? Who's getting in? Who's not getting in? What, you know, it's
Yeah. So we're just getting into that now. Just starting that process.
Where's your kiddo stand on it? Excited?
No, he is.
Nervous?
He wants to run. So that adds a weird element to it. He's a big runner.
Yeah, but that's exciting.
It
is. He's talented.
Well, it is. And I appreciate that. But I also, you know. But, you know, maybe getting a degree in something that you can be successful in for the rest of your life. And I don't think you can. I don't think you can be a professional runner.
Nobody does that anymore, Eric.
I was an English major. I'm the one being like, oh, well, you know, you should really think. Actually, he does have some. He has some plans on what he wants to do. He's just trying to get his arms around how he wants to do it all at the same time.
Well, they're so young. Yeah. I mean, the expectations are crazy. They need to be able to grow up a little.
I agree with that.
Yes.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Speaking of expectations.
Yeah.
So Noah Lyles, the fastest man on the planet now, officially by
self-proclaimed, but also true. Well, he started calling himself that, and I was like, man, these guys got chutzpah.
I'm always fascinated by these Olympian track runners because oftentimes, and it's not always their fault, but oftentimes the hype is so big and the expectations are so large and so high that it's almost impossible. To be able to meet him.
And then when you call yourself that, the pressure's on. But he delivered.
Yes.
In kind of an interesting fashion. I didn't realize the rule about winning the race.
So it's by your torso. So it's not your hand or your foot crossing the line first. It's got to be your chest, your torso, your right below your clavicle, I think is what they say.
And that's true for the men and the women.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, that's really interesting because you can see, if you look at the finish line, the photograph you showed me, it looked like the other guy who got bronze, it looked like his foot went across first.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
He just didn't have the lean. He had the long leg, just not the lean. So Noah Lyles, 100-meter finals on Sunday afternoon. He never led the race at any point until the final stride.
Oh, I just got the goosebumps thinking about that. Because aren't there, like, you can tell me because you know about running, but there's three sections of a race. Like there's the...
There is, Amy.
Yes, absolutely.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm kind of recalling from an article I read, but it's like the start, you know, where you're coming off the blocks.
Yeah, and he was very slow. He was the slowest off the blocks.
Right. And then there's the acceleration, the middle phase, like where there's peak speed.
Okay.
Which is in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the like denouement, you know, like the you know, if you remember from the story, I forget what they call it now.
So then he never denouement?
He never
he strode first.
Why did I say that?
Well, what was so amazing about it was after the race, we sat and watched. It was like a good 30 to 35 seconds before there was actually even a decision made on who the winner was.
Completely, you know, electrifying moments, waiting, agonizing moments.
Yes, and he's busy staring and staring. Yeah, and he said something to the Jamaican guy who came in silver. He said something to him. I don't know what he said, but it was almost something like...
He said, because I read that this morning, he said, I thought you had that. I think you have it, boy.
Oh,
you
know? Okay.
Yeah, like he thought he didn't win. Isn't that amazing?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff. By the way, a lot of breaking news happening this morning already. Regarding the women's gymnastics team, not sure whether or not to share it or not, but A lot of breaking stuff this morning.
I want to know what people think about that, like the sharing of the. I mean, it's an old debate, but it does really spoil it. But yet, you kind of are like, okay, you're going to see it on your feed.
You know what? NBC didn't do it. They didn't do the breaking news this morning.
They didn't. They just had interviews of athletes that won yesterday.
Okay, so if you're ready for the breaking news, you can stay on here for. We'll just do it here quickly. We have to now since we mentioned.
Well,
it.
Right, we can't just yeah.
So Simone Biles competed in two events. She competed in the floor and she competed in the beam. No medal in the beam, and on the floor. We don't know yet.
We're waiting. Competition's still going on. George Hiles just got off the floor.
We'll tell you this, though. She will not get a gold in the floor. We know that for sure.
We can tell that. And she did come off the beam earlier.
Yeah. So no beam medal for her.
As in fell off.
Suni Lee was also doing some beam work and it did not work out for her either.
I mean, it's such a high stakes thing. And she's so incredible. I have immense respect for Simone Biles.
So anyway, you'll see that and hear about it all day today. But it's breaking this morning. It's all over the feeds and on the timelines that they are competing, wrapping up their Olympic run. It's 8:33. As for your forecast today, scattered rain and storms, heavy rain possible, a high of 78. Tonight, storms are likely, could be heavy at times, maybe some severe weather as well, a low of 65 tonight. Right now, 843, 77 degrees. So Hurricane Debbie has made landfall. What makes this hurricane so unique is that it really amplified overnight. But it could bring some catastrophic flooding and some significant storm surge to the Big Bend coast of Florida. So this is coming from the Gulf Coast. This is south of Tallahassee, north of Gainesville, in that little armpit bend, if you will, of that stretch of Florida as it's hitting that stretch now. At issue, though, is that it's not going to move. It's going to move so slowly and bring so much rain.
Right. And then you have the flooding issues. And although I think this is just, as you said, a hurricane on the scale of one.
Yes. You know, category 1.
A category 1. But the issue of the water just piling up. And we already have 300,000 people without power in Florida. And customers in South Georgia are starting to lose their power as well.
Listen to this. This is from the Georgia governor, Brian Kemp. Listen to how much rain they anticipate.
Rainfall is expected to be around 20 inches in the area of Savannah and locally, possibly even more. If so, that will be a generational storm that we've not seen.
20 inches.
I mean, and even some predictions saying it could be 30 inches. I mean, this is just crazy. You know, climate change, it's a possibility.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Light it up. No, it could just be a storm. But, you know, these storms are increasing with frequency. And we know that they're happening more and they're getting worse.
Well, and then you have this from the governor as well.
They're calling it a 500 to 1,000-year storm.
Now, I haven't heard that before. I've heard like 100-year storm. Now we're at 1,000-year storms.
This is a millennial storm. Like, what? Well, I don't know.
Not funny, though. It's obviously considered significant situation.
And Ron DeSantis is a storm specialist, the governor of Florida. He's historically done well managing these types of weather events, and he's really warning people, please don't go out in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you still have to say that, apparently.
Well, you have the reporters that go out there. Then you have the people that just like to explore. They get in their little kayaks and float around out there.
Yeah, I think I'm going to drive the car down the road.
Yeah, then you have those.
Not a good idea.
8:45. So the number of stories internationally and nationally right now, there are a lot. For a Monday morning.
It's a super busy yeah. news day.
We have obviously the situation in the Middle East, which is very concerning, where even more and more talk of that war ramping up.
Escalating.
Mm-hmm.
We're U.S. sending more warships morning.
U.S. is sending more ships there because Hezbollah and Iran and the proxies there are vowing revenge on Israel for an assassination of a Hamas leader. So we have that taking place. We have 20 inches of rain expected in the southeast in different areas as Hurricane Debbie just makes landfall in Florida. We have the markets tanking right now, and that's a kind word to use. After overnight futures were really bad, the Dow is still down 1,000. They've come up just a a hair, but they're still down significantly this morning.
Yeah, volatility in Japan stoking that, and some vibe sessions, some talk about maybe contraction in the markets,
right,
in the economy.
Yep, and Nikkei responded to that in Japan and dropped more now since 1987, the biggest plunge since 87. And then we have, of course, the campaign.
The Veep Stakes.
Yes, Vice President Kamala Harris is set to campaign with her running mate as soon as tomorrow. She's going to officially get the nomination today through virtual.
Isn't that crazy how much is happening virtually now?
Right?
I mean, and her campaign really lit on fire through social media, which is amazing, especially with the young people. But very interesting to see that the three top contenders right now, Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania, he could lend her those much needed electoral votes. Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, who is, I mean, how are you going to argue with an astronaut with border with border experience?
Okay.
I mean, that guy, that's a talk about a heavy hitter. And Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota. They all met with her on Sunday, and you know, the Harris campaign has been very protective, supposed to be in Eau Claire on Wednesday. My understanding is that she was going to be in Milwaukee Tuesday, and then that apparently got shifted.
Moving things around a little bit.
Yeah.
And tomorrow she'll make her first stop in Philadelphia, which has many people thinking that Governor Shapiro will be the running mate selection.
And didn't we hear a report earlier that there were reports of Pennsylvania license plate, Secret Service cars, and stuff like that? So,
what I find fascinating about this is that they actually had interviews. Really, they're really like,
what are you
asking a VP candidate?
Well, you're asking them, are you going to back me? Are you going to have my back? No, I mean, look at how these relationships fray and disintegrate. I mean, it's a huge choice in that regard.
So you don't think she's just asking, okay, what are your top strengths?
Well, I think for her, it's got to be, she's got to define policy. I mean, that's something that voters are going to be looking at. What is she going to do?
Right.
Because she has her past record, and now she has the record under Biden, and she has her incarnation as a presidential candidate. A
couple other things I'll mention. Usually, now this, nothing's usual anymore, but usually the VP candidate doesn't move the needle much. You think it does when it first happens, and it generally doesn't move the needle much.
Right, like people talk about it, it's an important decision, but it doesn't actually result in a vote at the polls.
Right, usually that would be the argument. So wherever it goes, you got to take everything for what it is on that day. The other part of it, though, for me is, is this all for show? I mean, we know it's likely coming today, if not as soon as tomorrow morning, that we'll know who it is, but okay, so Senator Kelly, you wait here in the waiting room. We're still talking to the governor quick. Then we're going to let you come in and we'll talk to you about some stuff and you'll...
Absolutely. And you're going to pitch your case for why
you... Do they do a typing test? Like, do they have to do
100%?
Like,
I think they're talking about... I mean,
they're not doing a typing test.
No, they're doing a typing test. No, they're doing the test of what are you bringing to the ticket? And I think that's what makes it important is the energy of the person and the tone that it sets for the direction they want to take the country. Yes? No. You don't think so?
No, I do.
Tell me what you're thinking.
I think usually my guess is decisions have already been made, and it's a little bit what you said earlier. Like, hey, look, this is right here. I'm going to go on this lane. I'm going to take this lane on this. Are you comfortable in that lane? Are you comfortable doing this? Hey, we're going to need you to go against Vance on this specific issue. Are you comfortable with that? Or even going through their debating skills or how their poll looks for certain demographics in their states.
Well, I think it's, a lot of it, strategically, Josh Shapiro could bring Pennsylvania. He won by 60%. He's hugely popular in the state, very important swing state, could move the Electoral College in the right direction. Okay, but I had read that they had reportedly had some, not the best chemistry. So that's kind of interesting. Like, do you want someone that you have chemistry with? For me, 100%, especially working in this business. It's like a lot, And I think politics, you're out in front of people and you want that person that ignites.
So what are some of your hobbies? What do you like to do outside of the office?
First of all, don't you hate interviewing? Right. Oh.
That has to be one of the questions.
Right. It is undoubtedly a painstaking process.
So here's the office.
But how do you walk in the room? How do you shake the hand? How,
Here's the break room.
Right.
You walk them through all the rooms. Here's Doris. Well, there's Jeremy over there. Jeremy's my admin. Say hi to Jeremy.
Right. It's. I mean, it is. It does come down to all that, you know. But how are you walking through those moments? I mean, if you were watching Biden and Harris when they were greeting the hostages, you know, I was watching her really carefully to see how she was handling that moment of, you know, here's the sitting president welcoming hostages back. What is she do? You know, what is she doing?
How can she play a role?
Right. She has to pay homage. Yes,
right.
To him as the sitting president, but yet she has to get in her like I'm still running. You know.
Right.
But so you're looking at these people to see how they're handling these moments. I think that's what it's about.
Lots of news, and it all can break today. It's 8:54.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma Brand station.
Forecast sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. Some scattered rain and storms today, could be heavy at times, a high of 78. Tonight, storms likely, heavy rain possible, a low of 65. Tomorrow, a little bit of rain, then it's going to be breezy, a high of 72. One thing we should point out, at State Fair, obviously the State Fair is rolling on again today, and we spoke with Christy Chuckle earlier, Amy, on the program, and she explained that you can bring an umbrella onto the grounds. However, it has to be a specific type of umbrella.
We do not allow the giant golf stick umbrellas. If you are bringing an umbrella, you can bring in the small collapsible ones. Not to the main stage, though. We don't allow those in the main stage.
So no umbrellas in the main stage, but you can bring those collapsible ones onto the grounds if you want.
It's good to know as you're planning your day at the State Fair, which is just a fabulous annual tradition. I was thinking about, you know, running all those times where you're like, run for cover to the barns. You know, there are a lot of barns you can get into.
Going to be out there later on today. Come by and say hi. The Political Power Hour is next. It's 8:58.